All right, it is 105.1 Jack FM and the County 10 podcast. I'm Jared Anderson, and I'm joined by the site manager of the Riverton Museum. I don't know why I wait till I record, but help me with your last name, Megan.
It's Ostranga.
Ostranga, that's right. I knew I couldn't remember last time I talked to you. Ostranga versus Ostranga. I didn't want to butcher
it. It's all close.
I'm glad you could help me. How have things been going since we chatted last?
They've been going really well. We've started our 2021 calendar, so all of our events are happening. We're trying to get folks to come to all of our different kind of scheduled monthly themes and just promoting the museum.
That's awesome. It seems like a busy job for you to keep coming up with new creative ideas, but probably fun to have fresh new stuff every month.
It definitely is. When we plan it at the end of the year, it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This is so overwhelming, but once it starts happening, it's like, oh, next month we're doing this. That'll be so fun. So
that's awesome. Yes. I know May's got some busy things coming up, and May all of a sudden is right around the corner. So what do we have in store for the month of May at the Riverton Museum?
May is Historic Preservation Month, and that's nationally, not just here in Riverton. And so to celebrate that, the museum is having two events. Our first one will be on Wednesday, May 5th at 6 p.m. And it's a Wyoming Community Bank speaker series. The speaker will be from the Fremont County Historic Preservation Commission, and they'll be talking about some of the historic buildings that are here in Riverton, and then also how to know if your own house is historic.
Oh, wow.
So it'll be good, helpful information for anyone. And then the second event that we have in May will be a walking tour, and that's sponsored by the Wind River Visitors Council. That will be $5, and it'll be walking kind of around some neighborhoods and Riverton's downtown Main Street area. And we'll also have like a little handout booklet so you can follow along, see some old pictures of it. We'll take you in and around some of those historic buildings.
That sounds really fun and beneficial for a lot of people. I've lived in Riverton a long time on and off, and I guarantee there's so much that I don't know or people that have lived here decades don't know. This has nothing to do with May, but last October when Alma Law did the ghost tour thing, he told me things about buildings I had no idea existed. And obviously the ghost tour is kind of a fun, silly, timely thing, but really cool history there. And I'm sure this will be very beneficial to folks as well to get some history on local buildings.
Yes, this will be a lot more of the historic side of it. And then Alma's presentation, which will be happening again this year in October, is all about kind of the ghost stories.
Yeah. I'm excited for both of those things. So that's coming up in early May. Is there anything else we can look forward to here over the next few weeks?
Yes. So that second one was May 22nd. That's okay. A Saturday afternoon. And then, like I said, moving right into June, that'll be our archaeology month.
Archaeology month. What's the planning stages like for archaeology month? We can talk more about it later too, but is there a sneak peek for June?
Sure. Yes. We have three events happening. We have our speaker series again, and that will be a professor from the University of Montana talking about Native American archaeology in Yellowstone, because he's actually actively working and digging in Yellowstone right now.
Oh, really?
So that'll be pretty cool. And then we get to have the kids over to the museum for a free children's event sponsored by Bailey's Tire and Auto, and they'll get to experience some of their own digging and cave painting and whatnot, and then also another adventure trek to the petroglyphs at Castle Gardens. That's what it's called.
Perfect. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. More stuff for the kids to do as we get closer to the summer. I heard that June event, and now I'm excited to get my kids involved. So more stuff as school gets out, we can look forward to. Cool.
Yeah. Every month of summer, we will have some kind of children's event at the museum because we want kids to keep learning all year.
Absolutely. What's kind of new in your world at the museum as far as day-to-day operations, staff, anything new over there over the last few months?
Yes, we have been working on quite a few new exhibits right now. The one that just went up was on license plates, and it's a chronological history from the first license plate, which was in 1913, and then we have them all the way up till now.
That's pretty cool.
We did a lot of collecting.
Yeah, I bet. But it feels like as long as people are willing to donate them, I know a lot of people that have those collections in their Wyoming garages and things like that. My dad's definitely got a few of those. So I'm sure he could have donated and made your life a little bit easier. But that's really cool. I'd like to see them all in chronological order. You got any other cool stuff that's on display there that may be open year round that folks should come see if they haven't been in a while?
Yeah, we opened an exhibit on, I believe it's called The Making of Riverton. And so it's the history of the land before there was actually Riverton all the way through until now. So that one's open year round, and we're working on some beadwork exhibits right now as well.
Cool. I think last time you mentioned, and we've talked to the Lander and Du Bois Museum folks as well, and they've kind of echoed the same thing, but it seemed like more tourists to the area came to the local museums than actually Rivertonites and Fremont County residents themselves. Is that still kind of the case?
Yes, especially with COVID and having to have some events kind of socially distanced or online. People are opting to do that instead of physically coming, but we are taking the precautions to allow folks to be safe at the museum.
I think it's a great opportunity, obviously, for tourists to learn about the area, but if you're a Riverton resident and haven't been, or, you know, every once in a while you talk to people who kind of forget that the museum is there. It's in our own backyard. It's something to do on a weekend and go check out some rich history, bring the whole family. I think it's very beneficial to know all about your community.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else I missed? Anything else we got going on?
No, I think that's it for now.
Cool. Well, come back and chat with us as we get closer to summer, and we'll talk more about Archaeology Month. I'm looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.